From the Daily Star. I would rather my teen daughter went on OnlyFans like me rather than rely on men. Uh-huh. So we got a single mommy here who is getting on OnlyFans. Mega thought, making what might be pretty decent money. There's some real thirsty guys out there if they're paying to look at the nudes of a single mommy. I don't care how hot she is. Good Lord. So this is a, vainglorious delusion. Self, a validation. She's seeking to validate her own actions by advocating for her daughter making the same bad choices. Oh, that's great. Anybody say bad mother? Anybody say you're really bad mother? I don't have a man in my life, but I'm doing just fine. I show my bunghole on camera for money. And I would love it if my daughter did the same, because, I don't have to rely on no man. I don't want her to rely on no man either. Wow, she sounds really bitter, doesn't she? By the way, honey, aren't you still relying on a man? Because isn't it pretty much 99%+ men who are paying you on OnlyFans to strip down and take a dump in a bucket? Whatever weird shit they're paying you to do. I mean, you're still relying on men, right? Not to mention, I think this broad's in the UK or something. I don't know where she is, but wherever it is, there's a healthy social welfare system as well, and men pay 85% of the taxes. So whatever the case, wherever you're getting that money, it's coming from men. But I don't rely on no man. Okay. Anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com, and perhaps consider making a donation. You'll find three donation options at the bottom of the page. You'll also find some social media links in the upper right-hand corner, my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Gab. I suggest you follow me on at least two of them so that you can keep abreast of any new content I post on my BitChute channel, as well as whenever I'm going to do a live show. I always post an announcement beforehand. So please consider making a donation. I could really use your help. Any amount is greatly appreciated. And consider following me on Twitter, Facebook, and my BitChute, which is where all my content eventually ends up in its finished, polished form. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out. Okay, back to this lady. So I would rather my teen daughter went on OnlyFans, like me, rather than rely on men. What are you going to do if OnlyFans bans porn? Didn't they recently almost ban porn? And then there was this huge cry, this huge outcry from the public. So, because the lefties are all degenerates. And this would heavily affect women. And, women are supposedly oppressed victims. We've got to protect the women. So, yeah, let them continue to be able to make a living off of their embracing degeneracy and hedonism. So Carla Bellucci says she would rather her daughters, there's more than one? Wow. Followed her path by making cash via stripping on OnlyFans instead of having to rely on a man to pay their bills. This is that feminist bullshit that teaches women they can't, actually rely on a man. What if he actually picked a good man? one that made good decisions, or at least, at the very least, had potential and was on the way up in the world. And that way, even if it didn't work out, you could rely on him to at least pay child support and alimony. Not that alimony is actually a good thing, but that is something that exists now. I don't think alimony should exist if women are strong and independent and don't need no man, and they're equal to a man, so there shouldn't be alimony. But child support if they get custody. I mean, why would you have to do OnlyFans if you're making good choices in men? We're essentially, we women, we are incentivized not to make good decisions. We're incentivized to make poor choices. Ah, I see. So you want to be able to be irresponsible and still have your bills paid. Oh, I see. Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Well, if you weren't irresponsible in the first place, you wouldn't have to worry about it. By the way, she's alone. She's not relying on a man anyway. There's a lot of sour grapes here. So she chose the wrong dude. He dumped her because she was a pain in the ass, probably. Whatever the case might be, or really, she probably dumped him. That's the case, like, more than 80% of the time. It's the woman that dumps the guy. But why'd you dump him? He wasn't reliable? You couldn't rely on him? Why not? Oh, you chose the wrong guy. He had a six-pack. It wasn't the working out all the time six-pack. It was the heroin sheet. Six-pack. He was a drummer. And he did drugs, and he was real skinny, real thin. That's why I saw his six-pack, and I was hot for him. It was my bad boy phase. They want to have that bad boy phase, right? Oh, yeah. So you want to teach your daughters to follow in your footsteps. That's lovely. Okay, so a woman slammed for returning to OnlyFans 2 weeks after giving birth says she'd prefer her teen to... Whoa! She's a single mother. She just gave birth to a baby outside of marriage, and she has a teen daughter, and now she has a baby. Wow. She's a real good decision maker, yo. She's okay with her teen daughter earning cash on the explicit side rather than relying on a man. I just don't get this. I mean, why not rely on a man anyway? Because you're single now anyhow. Why not just roll the dice? I don't understand this. You're ending up alone anyhow. What the fuck? I don't understand this. So you're... By the way, if the man did for some reason disappear, died, or he got tired of your nagging ass, couldn't you still do OnlyFans? I don't get it. Are these mutually exclusive, either OnlyFans or a husband? I don't understand. You can't have a fallback position if you choose a man. I don't understand this bro's reasoning. I don't get it. Having a man excludes having a fallback position. Okay, anyway. Carla Bellucci says she cringes when young women post snaps of lavish holidays when they were paid for by a sugar daddy. Why? Why does she cringe? Because she couldn't get that? Because she's an old broad now that no sugar daddy wants? Just thirsty simps OnlyFans will pay for? The mom of four. Four? Holy shit! She's a single mom. The mom of four. Where's her husband? She has no husband. Who famously got a free nose on the NHS by faking depression, made up to $20,000 a month on OnlyFans while pregnant. What? What's wrong with you simps out there? Hey, look, guys. I know some of you were real thirsty, but some chick that's pregnant? Really? I know there's like a fetish out there. Like there's some dudes that like pregnant broads. Maybe it's the lactation thing. I don't know. But guys... You can do better than a pregnant broad, right? We're talking about a cam girl here, yo. You can't do better than a pregnant cam girl? Really? I mean, they're all a bunch of whores. You can't find yourself a better whore than this. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, getting a cam girl in any way, shape, or form is pretty fucking pathetic. But if you're going to do the cam girl thing, at least get yourself one that ain't knocked the fuck up and has a big, giant belly. It's crazy. Oh, my God. She got a... So, the NHS, so she's in England. Why am I not surprised? And she now says she would have no problem with her daughters one day following her path. Of course not. Oh, of course not. Yeah. If I have a problem with it, then I would be saying that it's wrong for me to do as well. Can't do that. No. Yeah, I got to set my kids up for failure. Yeah. Carla, who has a teenage daughter named Tanisha. Tanisha? Is that her picture? She looks like a white lady. What white lady names the kid Tanisha? She's not a bad-looking broad either in the face. She's got a decent body. I'll give her that. That's something that most of your UK NHS-receiving broads don't have. They're usually big fucking land whales. This broad's not bad-looking, especially for four kids, but can you imagine the plumbing? I was once with a broad that had two kids, and it was like a fucking hot dog down a hallway. Can you imagine after four kids? Holy shit! You wouldn't feel anything. So, yeah, this chick, who's a mama four, says she would have no problem with her daughters being on OnlyFans. Well, you're going to probably get your wish, because your oldest, Tanisha, what a weird name. Maybe it's a mulatto. Maybe she's got a half-black kid. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if she craves the black log. Told the Daily Star, I'd rather my daughter be on OnlyFans and rely on a man. Why? Doesn't a statement like that reek of resentment, though, and outright hate? What's wrong with relying on a man? What's wrong with that? Oh, she relied on a man. It didn't work out. So, you know, all men are bad. Oh, really? Well, that's a compositional fallacy, if I ever heard one. I had a bad experience with a man. Now all men are evil. Notice how when a man has issues with women, or, you know, in any way, shape, or form, has a problem with women in general. Who hurt you? It's really them. That's just projection on their part. It's women that think like that.
in a collectivist way. I feel it's so sad that these young girls are trying to bag a rich man. Why? What's wrong with that? They need to be trying to bag a rich man while they're young. They have some actual assets that he values. When they're your age, they have no chance, which is, of course, why she's angry. And she says she feels, oh, I feel so sad. Nah, you don't. You're angry. You're bitter. You were one of these young girls once, and you fucked up and got with the wrong guy, and you got knocked up, and you didn't get a chance to cash in your chips. Or you did, but you did it with the wrong guy. And now you're bitter and angry at men, when really it's your fault, because you fucked up and chose the wrong guy and made mistakes early on in your life, probably because you were raised by a single mommy, too. Yeah, and you want your daughter to follow in your footsteps. Lovely, lovely. Talk about lacking in self-awareness. Yeah, they're trying to bag a rich man for an easy life. And then posting all over social media about it. So instead of bagging a rich dude so that they can have a comfortable life, you want them to get on camera and show their bunghole and make 20, 30 grand a month so they can have an easy life. What's the difference? No, their dignity. Their dignity, their value as a woman, not being seen as the, town bicycle seat. Ah, I see. Okay. I see. Anyhow, there she is. She's got some tattoos there. I wonder how old that picture is. Probably pretty fucking old. So she goes on to say, social media is full of girls losing their self-respect. Wow. The irony. A broad that does OnlyFans.
Talking about respect. Lady,
I got news for you. Your self-respect train went the way of the fucking dodo when you spread your ass cheeks and said, give me $5. Okay? Also says you don't value your ass very much. But that's probably the only thing left on you that has any value. Because that poon after four kids. You shouldn't be talking about self-respect, honey. You have none. Yeah, losing their self-respect and their self-worth for money. What? Talk about lacking in self-awareness, lady. You're selling naked views of yourself for money. So let me get this straight. What you're doing, selling naked ass pictures and taking a dump. And by the way, OnlyFans, people can request private sessions where they ask that you do certain very specific weird shit. Literally taking a shit and taking a piss. So you're okay with taking a dump in a bucket for an audience. That is in no way, shape, or form losing respect. That's totally within the confines of having self-respect. Well, I have self-respect even though I'm shitting in a bucket. But finding a good man and marrying him and having children within the confines of marriage, oh damn, that's a lack of self-respect. Uh-huh, I see. Why can't girls be independent like you? Holy shit! Don't objectify me. Don't look down on me. Don't look at me as a sexual object. Oh, here's my poon. Give me money. What? You're not independent either. What are you talking about? Independent. Men are paying to see your naked body. So let me get this straight. You're okay with total strangers who you have no relationship whatsoever with seeing you in a way that only your husband should see you. You have no problem with that. And thank you money for that. But having a man support you to have total access and nobody else gets access, oh no, that's bad. I'm not seeing the logic here. I'm not seeing it. Oh, but women are equal to men. Not in the areas of logic and reason, apparently. I would rather my kids support themselves. Okay, have her get a job at the Starbucks. No, she wouldn't be comfortable then. Well, she would if she found a man, a good man. No, she shouldn't have to rely on a man. But men are paying her on OnlyFans, so she's still relying on a man. Oh, ho, ho! Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids, I'd rather my kids support themselves than date some old man for a trip to Dubai in a bloody Chanel bag. Wait. What? This is like a false dichotomy. Those are the only two choices? Either or fallacy? It's either get with some old dude from Dubai who's a fucking oil billionaire or get a job and work? Isn't there some middle ground? Oh, no. No, we can't discuss moderate approaches to life. Yeah. That would totally blow apart her life. Carla, age 40. She just had a baby at 40?
I guess the NHS, I guess the social welfare in the UK pays more if you have more kids.
That's crazy. She's making 20 grand a month on OnlyFans, but she needs the NHS. Oh, good Lord. I wonder if she's reporting all of that income. I don't know. Revealed last week that she was called a prostitute for returning to OnlyFans after giving birth to her daughter, Blue, in September.
Wow.
That says a lot about OnlyFans, too. I mean, dudes, there's got to be hotter-looking chicks than this broad you can pay money to. I mean, I'm not for anybody paying women money for anything, okay? Although, in many circumstances, it's probably cheaper than getting yourself a wife these days. But, especially not for this, at least when you're paying a hooker. You know, you're getting something actually that's real in the physical objective world. This is just virtual masturbation. This is just porno, but you're paying for it. Why don't you pay for porn? You can get it free. Good Lord. I'll give her this. She has a pretty face, though. I see some turkey waddle under the arm there. And maybe she's wearing a girdle there, but I don't see the outlines of a girdle. She's got a good body. Can you imagine? This broad must have been smoking hot at 20. What happened, lady? Why do you cast your chips in when you were 20, 25? If you're this good looking now after four kids, you must have been a fucking hottie at 20. Like a 9 or a 10. What happened?
I like the big black log Tyrone had. I asked him to stick it in me. And then I had my first kid out of wedlock. And that was it.
Yeah. You didn't have to make that choice. But you did. And choices have consequences. But she hit back by saying that her body, her choice. Yeah, but you're all against objectification. I don't get this. How can you claim to be an independent woman when you are directly benefiting off of the same objectification that you broads are basing your label of oppressed victims on? What the fuck? I'm an oppressed victim. Why? Me to objectify me. But aren't you objectifying yourself? Shut up, Biggie. my body, my choice. And she said mumzillas needed to find something better to do than judge her. Why? You're eminently judgeable in a very negative way. I judge you negatively, too. You know the people that say don't judge me? It's the people who live fucked up lives and make bad choices. They're the ones that don't want to be judged. You can judge me. Go ahead, judge me. I made plenty of mistakes in my life. Not as many as her, though. She believes people who blast women for being OnlyFans are jealous.
You mean like you're jealous of the young broads who are getting sugar daddies that you can no longer get because you're 40 and all stretched out, like that the Chanel handbag you hate
that they're getting, but you're not. Oh, they're jealous, she explained. Yeah, that's why she wouldn't be against her daughters joining one day.
Yeah.
So they can take care of you.
Yeah,
because very soon you'll be too old. These are old pictures. These are not recent pictures. Come on. This broad's 40? This pic? Nah, that's a 10-year-old picture. Come on. I'm not believing that this is a recent pick, especially after she just gave birth to a baby. No fucking way. There'd be a big old saddlebag there if that was a recent pick. Okay, so there she is. There's a more realistic picture. No makeup. She's got the fucking freckles and the fucking sun lines, you know, from the UV rays and shit. She's getting the mottled skin. Yeah, that's a more realistic pick. I mean, she's not a bad looking broad for 40. I wouldn't bang her. Four fucking kids, get the fuck out of here. I was right. The daughter's a mulatto. I knew it. She's an Oreo cookie. She went for the black log. And there's the result. Yeah, that daughter's probably going to be doing OnlyFans eventually, too, because the daughter looks like she got a nice body. And she's a cute face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Future single mommy. Doing OnlyFans. Okay, so if that's a recent pick, the daughter, the mother's got a decent body and all that, but whew, she's far from a 10. You guys out there are real fucking thirsty. She added, I wouldn't say to my girls, oh, go ahead and do it because I would rather them go and get an education.
Yeah.
But as long as they're independent in life, I will be happy. That's not independence, okay? I prefer my girls make their own money, whatever they choose to do in life, and be self-sufficient like you. Yeah, you're real
Self-sufficient, yeah. Living off the NHS, living off of social welfare. Uh-huh, yeah. I don't want them to be like these young girls on Instagram, posing in the designer gear that some guy paid for. Wait. So, but aren't you... Wow. But they're paying... Aren't you getting paid to pose for men? What's the difference? Wow. I'm seeing a sub-100 IQ here. This broad is not too bright. Not too bright. One thing about me is I always made my own money. Yeah. And the fact that you might have done it doing tricks, we don't know. Well, yeah. Well, that's so stand-up of you. Yeah, but that's a real job nowadays. I remember a time, not too long ago, when feminists were against hooking. They were against whores. Now they're perfectly okay with it. Anyway, she lost 3 liters of blood because she had a C-section. She almost died during a C-section in September. Why would you get a C-section? Probably because she didn't want to get her poon stretched out. I still have hopes of finding myself a rich man. That's why I hate these young girls getting these rich men. Because I didn't cash my chips in when I had the chance and fill up my bank account off of them simpy old dudes who wanted a 10 but didn't want to have the hassle of having to deal with them 24/7, so they just paid them when they wanted sex. I didn't avail myself of that. Yeah, that's your fault. C-section, yeah. She wants to try and keep her poon tight. I got news for you, honey. Poor kids. And the amount of banging you probably did in your 40 years, that poon. Nobody wants that. Nobody would have a brain anyway. She lost 3 liters of blood and stopped breathing for 2 minutes and 45 seconds. What the fuck? Who was your doctor? You almost died from a C-section? Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's... Oh, man, she's wearing like 2 inches of fucking makeup there if that's a recent pic. Fucking A. That does not look anything like this picture. Look at that. That's the real her. No makeup. It's not bad, but it's far from that. Yeah, and there's the baby. Is that a boy? Oh, boy. If that's a boy, I feel sorry for that boy. It took 5 blood transfusions to save her life, and afterwards she said it gave her a new perspective on life. What perspective is that? That you went back to OnlyFans. Carla said, with the nose job that she got for free, scamming the NHS, how is that possible? What's wrong with you people in the UK? Your tax dollars are going to boob jobs and nose jobs? Wow. I just think maybe I was a bit of a T-something-something-T. With the nose job, I just think maybe I was a bit of a, I don't know what that is, to go through all that just to make a nose a bit... stranger? I don't know what that means. I am really thankful to the NHS because they did save me and my baby's life, and I know that's hypocritical coming from me. I don't know what she's talking about. So Carla saw a therapist after suffering from PTSD after the traumatic birth of her baby. Giving birth to babies is traumatic now? Well, I guess if you're an uber feminist, yeah. I think that's it. That's it, yes. So there you go. This broad, who looks decent with makeup, though you can still see the sunspots and the freckles from the too much exposure to the sun. So she's wearing a shit ton of makeup. Though she's still not a bad-looking broad, she's perfectly okay with her daughters doing OnlyFans, probably so they can support her in her approaching old age. There you go. Mama 4. I don't think that's a recent pick. I'm telling you. If it is, women can do wonders with makeup, man. Don't ever get with a broad, marry a broad, live with a broad, get into a long-term relationship with a broad unless you've seen her without makeup. Okay? There you go. There you go. Single mamas are now okay with their young daughters doing OnlyFans. Yeah. Because I want them to repeat the same mistakes I made. Yeah. Great. Gee. It's a mystery to me why all these kids being raised by single mommies are growing up to be convicts, criminals, drug addicts, suicide cases. It's a mystery. So let me know what you think. Is this a selfish, evil, vainglorious woman who only really cares about herself and not her children because she wants them to follow in her very poor footsteps? Or is she the mom of the year? And she should be on the cover of Time Magazine as such. Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.